a lot of paint chips when you were a kid?
With your hosts, Matt Moore and Matt Mastromorrow.
Hey, Bruce, do some!
Bruce, do some!
Oh, yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Featuring Massachusetts metal and punk.
All those lyrics about hell, demons, and doom. What if I told you it's all real?
And brutal takes on music, movies, food, sports, and more.
What do any of you know about being brutal?
WMFO Med.
So the loonies are outside in the real world, and here we are with the keys to the loony bin, boys.
You can
Matt, with talking about how he doesn't know how to pronounce
anything.
The cities.
I can't pronounce
Massachusetts
anything
or the ballet technique class.
Barre, just like Barre, Massachusetts.
Well, that's like, I always used to think it was Barre too, because like the how you pronounce the.
It's
the city.
For sure Barre. They call it Barre, Mass.
It's Barre, right? Mass. Yeah.
But it's bar because the bar, like the ballet bar.
But they're fancy.
But it's spelled
R-E.
Frenchified or whatever, I guess.
It's like a frappe from McDonald's.
Yeah, it's a frappe.
Anyway, good morning. Welcome to Brutal Brunch here on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. Yes, you just heard his voice. Matt is back.
I'm back.
In the other chair.
I'm rested. I got a tan. I burned my knee. So yep. I didn't put sunscreen all over my body. I had the spray sunscreen, which creates the most hilarious burns. Like, I missed, like, a stripe on my knee because you don't see it because you're not, like, rubbing it in.
That really feels like an amateur mistake.
It's really amateur hour. Well, Maggie got basically two racing stripes down the back of her leg because she missed, like, one line, basically. So dumb.
So welcome back. Where exactly were you?
We went to Gunkwit. It's pretty nice. Got a like a Airbnb by the Gunkwit Playhouse. It was kind of like still off season, I guess, for down there, because like everything was pretty cheap and it wasn't super crowded. Because usually if you go down there and just like can't move, but
right.
It was really nice. Like went to the beach, went mini golfing, walked around, went to all the dumb little shops, got some antiques. It was fun. It was a good time. But the water was like negative a million.
Right.
Because I'm like, yeah, whatever. I'll go in the water. Get a little refreshing dip. And I'm like, Jesus, this is too cold. But yeah, super good time. Really needed to like rest. I read a lot of that Sebastian Bach autobiography.
Yeah.
which is like extremely fast read because it's just all little snippet. It's not really, I mean, it just kind of jumps all over the place.
Okay.
There's a lot of pictures, so that's fun. But, like the stories he tell, like I would just be laughing because they're just so like, yes, this is exactly what you would do. He's like, there we were. It's the 2002 VH1 Rock Honors Awards. I'm there with, me, Vince, we're high on coke, totally crazy. And who's there opening the door? Nothing but it was like Mrs. Darius Rucker. I'm like, this is the dumbest story I've ever heard. Like everything I think he's writing it knowing that he's like, you're gonna read this and laugh at him and think like you're a loser. So that's fun, I guess, too. He has some interesting stories. He met a lot of interesting people. Like he brought Pantera with them. Like they kind of broke Pantera a little bit more mainstream. Even though they're like the opposite,
right.
And at the end of the tour, people were just like going to see Pantera and being like, "I don't want to see Skid Row." But then when he was solo, like Pantera brought him on the road with them, which is just like a nice thing.
That's
that
cool.
He did, which is a pretty nice story. It's a good book. It's fun.
It makes sense because I feel like he's the personality that's kind of the style of Gasteroy. Because a lot of those biographies can be hit or miss, and if somebody like him tried to be super serious like the Randy Blythe autobiography,
no.
it would not work.
No, like he gets it. Like he's like, I get it. I get that you guys think I'm an idiot, and I am. But he's like actually a pretty smart guy. Like he went to like a lot of this like really smart boarding school in Canada, he told the story, this like outrageous story. It was like a boarding school so fancy like princes would go there, and there's a thing they would do where when you were in 10th grade. They would send you out on a ship. You'd crew a ship with just other 10th graders on the Great Lakes. And he was like telling a story about how they got caught in a storm in the Great Lakes. I'm like, you're going to die. Sebastian Bach.
Turned into like
a
Lord of the Flies situation.
Yeah. Anyway, great.
Anyway, so
check it out.
That's our Sebastian Bach segment for the
check-in.
Let's jump back real quick to what we played this morning because obviously Tuesday is July 4th, Independence Day. And we played you this morning. First, it was Double Shot of Anti-Flag. We had some old school Anti-Flag going back to the people. Going back to Die for the Government back in '96. That was Red, White, and Brainwashed. Then we had New School, the People of the Gun album that was on Independence Day. And that's part of our little bit more freeform what we're doing the past few weeks on the show.
Just open it up.
Yeah.
Let's get real.
And
let our hair down.
This later on today, we will have the Metal History is back.
It's back.
Matt is back, so is Metal History. We'll have another black metal song of the week, which we did have last week for Pride Month.
Did John like it?
I think so.
We were saying off air, and I was saying to John that I like that me and John have the opposite taste.
It was pretty funny. And thank you to John. Awesome job last week filling in. And although I know that you want, before we get to that, numbers here are 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636 or 781-350-3264. If you want to call in, we'll also have our concert calendar, the police blotter, and many other things to come. And, but yeah, I know you had a follow-up thought on one of our debates last week.
Well, it's going to come up in the metal history, but it was like, I listened to the stream, and so, like, John just should have said, he just should have went with the biggest Stone Sour hit, and it's just, like, incomparable. It's like I said before, it's like comparing oranges to tuna fish. Like, Stone Sour to Slipknot is, like, just two different things. It's two totally different things for two totally different times and places. And, like, to me, personal taste-wise, it's always going to lose. Like, I was like, this is absurd. How is this a debate? But I support that guy for being, like, extremely convicted in his, like, belief. Like, Stone Sour's fine. It's, like, a fine... Like, if I was in a quiet bar and it was just in the background, I'd be like, nice.
If I was in a quiet bar, I would put on a Bath.
If I was in a quiet bar, I would also put on a Bath because we're jerks.
All the guys trying to read.
Well, some jerks trying to read. But yeah, no. It's a hilarious debate. John is a saint.
Yeah. It's good. And like you said, you'll touch on some Slipknot.
We will.
There's a big week in Slipknot history.
Big week.
All right. So let's get back to some music. A ton of new stuff came across this past week, and we're going to play the latest from Protein Collective from the upcoming album Collapse, which is out on July 28th. But here is the first track off that. They got a music video out for it. It is called Dead Ends, and you're hearing it on Brill Brunch, WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America and all your problems are done, they don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back to Brutal Brunch here on WMFO Med for 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. That was the latest from Devil Inside Us. That was Dead and Loving It, featuring Dave Gannon from Patient Zero.
An amazing Leslie Nielsen movie.
That's inspired by all the wacky movies like that.
Amazing.
And before that, the latest from Protean Collective, that was Dead Ends off their upcoming album Collapsing, and that comes out July 28th.
That's right.
And I'm playing the wrong bed, because I'm going to hem myself.
Yeah.
Let me cue up what's supposed to be coming next.
Do it right.
My bad.
Do it right.
You're gone for 1 week and everything just kind of goes to hell.
You're over here talking about Nickelback and stuff. The Chad Kroeger got further roasted in that battle, right? And then he says, he looks like a foot, which is pretty accurate.
He has a face like a foot, was the original comment.
Face like a foot.
And now, then there was a follow up to say that. I can't remember what it was, but it was a lot lamer than face like a foot.
Lamer than face like a foot?
Yeah.
That's pretty devastating.
Yeah.
That's like when Cameron said that Jay-Z looked like Joe Camel. Like, you can't escape from that.
All right. Now let's do this.
Yeah, let's do this. Let's
welcome to
do
This Week in Mastery.
June 25th to July 1st. Happy 4th of July. Matt, do you ever play the game The Darkness?
No, but we've talked about it on the show.
I'm aware of the Darkness. Basically, it's a... based on a Dark Horse Comics comic? Whoops. Is this coming? Ox 2?
Nope.
Thank you. The Darkness based on a Dark Horse Comics, like independent comic. Essentially, you're like a mafia hitman, and you die.
I will take your heart!
And you're brought back to life. And you have these, like, the darkness, which is like a genetic curse.
Okay.
Where, like, these, like, snakes come out of your back. And, of course, if you're like, who should do the voice of the snakes?
Get away from the light!
Everyone's favorite, Mike Patton, did the voice of the snakes. It's amazing. I don't understand how that man's voice is not completely fried. June 25th, 1993, AC/DC releases the single Big Gun. From Last Action Hero. Did you like Last Action Hero?
I haven't seen Last Action Hero.
You've never seen that movie?
No.
I think Last Action Hero is like a top Schwarzenegger movie.
Okay.
It's like actually gotten better with age because it's so self-aware for that era. Like, to be that self-aware of like these are dumb action movie tropes in 93, I think it was pretty good. It's like really well done when you go back and watch it actually. And like it also has fun action scenes. Anyway, Big Gun is good. You're crazy. It's a great song.
Was it like the Scream of action movies?
It was kind of like the Scream of action movies, but like dumber. Like he had a cartoon cat as a partner, you know? Is that me? Was that the fuzz?
No, apparently it's Mike One.
Oh, you blew it. Anyway, June 25th, 2013, Amon Amarth released Deceiver of the Gods, a classic from 2013 when I was lifting weights all the time. This is my favorite off that album, which is We Shall Destroy. My boy, my Twitter best friend, Aubrey Citizen, once said that Amon Amarth is not... I can't think of it, but it was basically like Amon Amarth is not the best band, but they're the perfect band. Like, they are... everything that they do is perfectly in unison. Like, they're a perfect collective.
Okay.
Like, you could say other bands are more talented or... have a style of music you like better, but like no one is a better group than these like Viking men who play Viking music. It's a great song. Do they play this at TPS when you're like have to deadlift a million pounds?
Probably. They were going a little they got into like Motley Crue yesterday when I was there, which is kind of like
kind of lame.
I walked out.
Do they play Kickstart Your Heart and you just like
it's got to feel good?
Yeah, I can't get hyped for that.
Early it was Rob Zombie and Slipknot actually. A lot of Volbeat, which you love.
Yeah. I mean, I can't argue. Those guys are huge. June 26, 2001, Iced Earth releases the album Horror Show.
Iced Earth.
Go ahead.
The problematic band.
Why are they problematic now?
They were recently quoted. They're pro-Trump.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Like our boy from Disturbed is pro-Trump, mm-hmm. right?
Not to be confused with Earth Crisis, CM Punk's
boys. Or Earth.
That's true. Very
different. Don't be confused with Earth. This is Iced Earth's Horror Show, like a theme album based on obviously like your kind of universal horror monsters, Frankenstein, Dracula, the Wolfman. This is a song about the ghost from the Phantom of the Opera, and I'm playing because I love the Phantom of the Opera. Matt, June 26, 2007, your boy, King Diamond, releases yet another concept album based on the painting My Mother's Eyes. The cat in the painting is actually a rendition of King Diamond's cat, Magic. It's dark. It's a dark album about, like, child murder. He was inspired by stuff he was reading in the news. This is, there was, like, a murder in Texas, like a couple weeks before, and he was like, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do this. And he's King Diamond, so he did.
Yep.
It's a good album. It's a good album. It's a King Diamond album. I like it. And he's a great singer. Anyway, this is Give Me Your Soul off of that album. And so it's June 26, 2007. A couple days after this video came out, what happened? What happened? Chris Benoit murder suicide! Yeah, so that's, I was just thinking about that, 10 years ago, right? 10 years ago today, Chris Benoit murder suicide. And then they did the Raw after.
Right, because a big tribute.
They didn't know what happened, yeah. But they knew it was a murder, right? They knew it wasn't like...
I have no idea. I wasn't watching at that point. Was it the week or the 2 weeks after the Mr. McMahon blows up in the limo that Trump thought was real?
I think it was the week after Trump thought that McMahon blew up in a limo and called and was like, did you blow up McMahon? Okay. Yeah. But they did the tribute, and I think as Raw was happening, like, the details came out. They're like, no, this was like... He murdered his entire family. And, like... I think Stone Cold was doing something, and he just said, like... No, it was William Regal. Like, I think the news was coming out, and William Regal was like, Chris Benoit was a great performer, and that's all I have to say. Like, everyone became, like, a lawyer. They're like, no comment. It was awful.
So Ice Earth is recently quoted saying that political correctness is killing our species. That's the number one problem in the world.
That's fine. Not the global warming. Not that it was 127 degrees yesterday in Iran. That's the problem. We're going to definitely die of, like, someone being like, use the correct pronouns.
The other thing is that, yeah. Anyway, people call things PC that aren't political correctness. But anyway, continue.
Yeah. Like, when I fart in public and I'm like, yo, stay off, PC police. And they're like, please stop farting in this elevator. I'm like, get out of here, PC police. Put me in free speech jail. June 27th, 89, Danger Danger releases their album Danger Danger. This is Naughty Naughty of Danger Danger. This is, as far as I'm concerned, the height of absolutely garbage glam hair metal. As you know, I have a pretty high tolerance for this stuff. And I was listening to this album trying to find something I liked, and, like, I don't. It's just kind of like... It's just too...
It's, like, not even metal at this point?
Yeah, it's not even metal at this point. Like, you could say what you want about Motley Crue, but some of those songs, like, have an edge to them. A certain extent, it feels a little bit, like, dangerous, whatever. I mean, it's 30 years old. It's hard
and they're talented. Like,
and they're, like, talented musicians. And that just sounds so soft and generic. You can just see, like, all the grunge boys and girls, like, sharpening their knives to be, like, death to this music. More importantly, honestly, June 27th, 97, Hammerfall's debut album... Ooh. Glory to the Brave.
The day the world changed.
The day... better. Yeah, it is the day the world changed. This is The Dragon Lies Bleeding, which I'm just going to let play for a while. Hammerfall had been a band since 93 in Sweden, and they just did a lot of cover songs, and this is their first album of their own original work. I kind of would like to hear cover stuff that they did and see, like, what they did. I guess they'd probably do, like, Maiden stuff. I don't even know what they would cover, you know? Good. Our spiritual guides. June 29th, speaking of last week's debate, June 29th, 99, Slipknot released their debut album, Slipknot.
Yes.
As we were discussing, this is Wait and Bleed, because I have to, I guess.
That's also clean.
It's also the clean version. Yeah, it's also the only clean song on this album. It's just not a... debate to me, like, Stone Sour versus... I know where John's coming from, because he's, like, a powerful, strong adult, and he can have his own opinions, but it's just, like... I don't know.
It's also funny to think that, like, at this point, like, they're so mysterious, and nobody, like, Corey Taylor would not be writing books and giving public interviews about Nickelback. Like, they're all masks, and...
Yeah.
That's true. Like, they were never photographed without their masks.
Yeah, it's funny, because now... Because 99, so we're talking about, you know... 10. Almost 20 years ago. So it's like, if you're a child, if you're like 20, and you like see these guys on stage with masks on, you're like, that's
like dumb. Literally beating each other up.
But if you're like a child now and you didn't see this happen, like you didn't see like the, well, no, this was actually like mysterious.
Yeah.
Like you can see this and be like, this is a carny dumb show, and now Corey Taylor plays dad music.
Yeah.
Like so, I could see how you would discount this.
I love the percussion. People always hate on clown and whatever, which I can see why you would, but I love the percussion and that they have 9 people in that band.
I love the percussion too. When I was, I used to say that when I would make a band, I would just be the guy with the chainsaw on stage making the chainsaw noise. June 30th, 1977, Kiss releases Love Gun. I don't like Kiss. This is a good song though. You can't argue with this intro. That's good. Come on. Divorce yourself from the concept of Kiss and listen to the song. Wait.
I can't.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Nope.
Come on. All right, I'm sorry. More importantly, June 30th, 98, System of a Down, excuse me, releases their album System of a Down. Their debut. This is Sugar.
Criminally underrated album. Because Toxicity is, like, amazing, but everybody forgets this album came first. It's awesome.
It's a really great album. The cover art, which I want to do for you. The cover artwork is from anti-fascist World War II era poster designed by John Hartfield. It's an open hand like this. It was a contemporary directly against the Third Reich. The text on the original poster says the hand has 5 fingers. With these 5, grab the enemy. And like he's back, right? Like they have new music coming out.
Yeah, they've been just allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah. When was their last album?
It's Symmetize, right? Which was
2008.
I think so.
Sucks as Sugar, which has a like 2-minute intro, which is a lot. Anyway, July 1st, 1997, $3 bill. This is obviously Limp Bizkit's cover of Faith off $3 Bill, their debut album. This is a great album. Limp Bizkit is fine.
I remember when they first came out, like that was, again, that was a big, when radio was still a big deal.
Yeah.
I was helping my sister move to Alston, and we were back in the day, FNX, rest in peace. They were playing these promos. It was like, this is a leak. This is a leak. Our lawyers don't want you to hear this. This is a new supergroup, Limp Bizkit.
New.
Like, they named whatever bands these people were from. Well, DJ Lethal was from House of Pain, right?
Yes.
And wherever else these guys came from.
Here was promoted as DJ Lethal's new project.
Okay. Makes sense. And
Florida tattoo artist.
And I think they played. What was it? Was a Counterfeit, I think, might have been the lead single.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And and there was playing like all summer. And it was like, everybody was losing their minds.
So. I couldn't escape from the song because I was listening to a lot of Zeppelin and AC/DC at the time. And like, there was like the cool kids, the quote unquote cool kids at my high school. And they had this CD on their like CD players walking around at like the free period. Like, listening, and I'm like, what are you listening to? And like, this. I'm like, that's weird.
Yeah. So the first two albums, so great.
It's
a lot of great songs. Still listen to them.
It's fun. I mean, it's
really a lot of 90s nostalgia in these videos.
Yeah, it's a lot of nostalgia too, so I don't know if I can distinguish it as much between I was 10 or like 13 from like, is this good? But I think it's fine. Anyway, that's your week in metal history.
I'm just gonna let this breathe.
It's a strong man, baby. But I'm showing you that door. Rock on it.
All right.
So I assume since we played this song, they're going to a huge reunion tour, reunion tour.
They're still putting out albums. They had a new one the other year.
Squinchy.
There's DJ Lethal for you. Boston Zone.
So many cargo pants in this video.
Gosh, is he even from Boston?
I don't know.
How's it been? Like people, they're like, oh yeah, they're like Irish, Boston Irish. It's like not really.
They're just
and
white guys.
Everlast played.
Boston
last,
has a monopoly on white guys.
Yeah. Everlast played River Rave. At the last River Rave, everybody was booing them because they had like an LA Lakers jersey or whatever. Everyone's like, whatever, this is lame. And he's like, oh yeah, but I can always do this. And he starts starts playing House of Pain, jump around, and the whole place went nuts. I was like, this is embarrassing. Can the street dogs come back, please? All right.
There you go.
Which Hammerfall song? We'll do both Hammerfall songs in the background.
It's too much.
Here's your console list for this week, starting tonight at Great Scott. You can see The Floor's Embrace, Dividing Skies, Saving Vice, and Urban Withdrawal. Tomorrow night at O'Brien's, you can see Cockover City, Bedtime Magic, Elephants of Slow Death. Thursday at O'Brien's, it's Tarsombra, Planet of Adventure, and The Modern Voice at Ralph's Metal Thursday with Cazador, Achilles, Enemy of the State, and Night Rite.
Tight.
Friday at O'Brien's, The Rupert Selection, Costa Casanova, Await Rescue, and Crow Feeder. 13th Floor Music Lounge has Black, Absence, Don't Cross the Streams, Viva Sepultura, never know how to pronounce those guys, and Left Hand Backwards. Saturday, it's a big one at O'Brien's. You can see Cortez, The Humanoids, The FUs, and Gasco. Middle East has Oakley Doakley, The Death to False Nettle Tour with Matt the Band and Black Chip. Sammy's Patio, it is the Highlander Festival. It is Killer Robot's anniversary show with Carnivora, Travel at Amygdala, The Beast of Nod,
the movie Highlander?
Viva Sepultura again, Mirithius, Before the Judge, Des Muerte, Carpathia, Beneath the Machine, Omnia, Accelerator, and Dapper Duck. And at the Agawam Legion Post 185,
yeah,
aka The Tank, in Feeding Hills, Agawam, Massachusetts, it is New England Bloodfest with Values, One Ton Tommy Gun, Unveil Tomorrow, Held Hostage, The Aberration, The Green Invaders, Distressor, Rat Smasher, Act of War, Shots Fired, Brickshot, and Cyperna.
Enjoy. Enjoy that ride out to Agawam.
Absolutely.
Go to Six Flags. Enjoy yourself. Go to Bloodfest.
All right, so now we have Black Metal Song of the Week. We'll be back with the Malice Police Blotter and other things to talk about, including a new vodka that we can't get here, apparently.
It's garbage. The free speech police won't let me buy vodka on the internet.
All right, who's playing this?
Dimmu Borgir, you are. Dimmu Borgir, Progenies. We were going to do the Mirkur song. We will probably do that at some point. And I think we can, if we have time.
You can play it anyway.
We can play it anyway. They're both kind of short songs, but... Yeah, I was just mad about the backlash to Mercury because I think she's fine. I think it's fine. I think people should like music. I think if you like a genre, you should want other people to listen to it. And if you don't want other people to listen to your genre, then you actually don't like it. You just like your fandom. You don't like the thing. So. Dimmu Borgir, Progenies, Black Metal Song of the Week. Ooh!
We'll be right back.
That was your black metal song of the week.
That was so good.
It was amazing.
That's a great video,
Timu
too.
Bougier, Progeny's The Great Apocalypse off of Death Cult Armageddon. And, yeah. So, let's just continue right into the conversation about black metal.
Yeah.
And because you mentioned that Merkur has a new single out.
For those of
you unfamiliar, Merkur is a Danish black metal project.
Solo. One lady.
Who was revealed that it was solo several years ago. Amelie Brun.
Amelie Brun, who is like a former Danish, I guess more mainstream pop star or like more, almost like a Katy Perry type. Like
indie pop.
Indie pop. Oh, yeah, I guess not Katy Perry. Who's like a comparison to like indie pop? Like Natalie Imbruglia. I don't know. But
I would consider, what's their name? It's not exactly the same genre, but the dudes from Boston who went to New York City. Passion Pit.
Passion Pit. Indie pop. Kind of like that, where it's like, okay, fine. Not Dima Borgir. So I listened to a new song. I think
in fact, she wrote her record, her debut album, with her father.
Interesting.
2006.
It's a good single. Like, we can probably play it. It's pretty short. But so I was pulling that up, and I was just in a, sometimes you're in a more modern black metal mood, and sometimes I'm like, I just want to see a man walk away from a nuclear explosion and like have a chain tied around his head. Like, sometimes that's what you want. Like, so this is the single.
You hear that? That's black metal.
It's black. He has a great voice. If black metal is a genre of music and not like a hate group, then that's black metal to me.
Mm-hmm.
So the internet is like mad about it. I think like the first reaction video to this, when I pulled this up to like check her out or check the song out, is just this like hour and a half screed by this like internet man who's just so mad. He's like, this is not true black metal. This is something else. This is blah, blah, blah. And like, she had done an interview in some Danish press outlet, which is like, I just want to make the music that I want to hear.
She's
and
a self-professed black metal girl at heart.
Yeah. And like, that's fine. And we were talking this about in the context of wrestling too. And like the isolationist policies of like,
yep.
like niche fandoms, like really are dumb. Because to me, I want people who are quasi fans of, I want John Corbett to watch that Dima Borgir video and be like, yes, I like this, thank you. And because I want to be like, I like this, like, mm-hmm. I feel like other people could like this, and I want people to come in and like this. But I feel like because it's so niche, people have felt the desire to be protective of it, and in being protective of it, they've forgotten to be fans of the thing, like fans of the music or the art or the things about the stuff that speaks to them and communicate that to other people, and they're fans of like themselves. Like, they're like, oh, it's not me, so you can't, no, get out, like stay out of this. It's like we were talking about wrestling stuff, and it's like, well, if you're fans of the wrestling product, you wouldn't care where it's shown, or like
if people are standing or sitting,
or if like you're doing the exact correct thing at every moment, or like you're a smart fan or whatever, because you're like, look at the wrestling. Like, look at that. Look what just happened. That's fun. Like, do you enjoy this, casual fan?
You're not there to be Donovan Dijak's friend.
No, yeah, you're not. And he's not your friend. Like, he's a professional athlete. He's trying to make money. We are best friends, though. He's my best friend of all time. But you know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, it just really makes me sad. Because, like, I feel like, there's a lot of, like, anger towards the new like hipster black metal stuff and like, Def Heaven and stuff.
Yeah, although those are more, I think obviously sexism plays a role in her case.
I think sexism plays a role with her too, because you're like, it's easy to like pull up a video of her doing some dumb pop stuff, which is like, that's fine, she's an artist. But yeah, I don't know, I was just real mad about it for a while, and I thought about it coming in, and I was like, you're hurting the thing you like by saying like, don't listen to this, you're not this, I'm this, only these things are this. And we were saying like, the Dark Throne guys haven't worn corpse pants since like 25 years ago, so it's cool, it's fine. You're like the guys that these guys idolize is the, what's his face from Burzum? Why can't I think of his name? Varg. Yep. They love Varg because he's a crazy.
He literally murdered somebody.
He's literally a murderer, and like, he doesn't like black metal. He likes electronic music.
And even people like who we just played, Dima Borgir, like you were talking about, was like,
yeah.
they're playing in front of fire like, raining down from the sky, like CGI, terrible CGI.
Yeah, he's in front of CGI dragon and stuff. Anyway, I just want to get that off my chest, which I often have to do somehow about this particular niche of metal.
So, yeah.
More people should like it.
If you want to like... If you want to like Def... If you want to like Sun-O, even though it's terrible, go ahead and like Sun-O.
Yeah, you can
if
have you an opinion. Like you can say, I don't like this.
Yeah.
Because I've honestly said that about a lot of stuff. I don't like Stone Sour. I think I've said that a number of times in the show. I think it's fine if you like it.
All right. Let's jump over to Metal's Police Blotter and see what's going on the main streets.
Yeah, what
the
hell's going on in the streets?
This is... You want some black metal subjects. Here you go.
I was gone last week, so it wasn't me.
This is exciting. Wednesday, June 21st at 2:34 a.m., two young men reportedly seen walking in the Merrill's Wakefield Hospital area carrying snow shovels and acting strangely. Police said they were unable to locate the pair.
That is strange. In fairness to all the grannies who call the police, like, that is a little unusual.
I like this because, a lot of stuff in the news recently, obviously, police violence and racism and involving black people always called out like, oh, black guy or thug or whatever. So on Saturday, July 24th, three white men, I love how they call that out, three white men who were said to be acting belligerently as they walked near the intersection of Main Street and West Wyoming Ave were sent on their way around 12:05 a.m.
What does that mean?
A lot of people were sent on their way this week.
What does sent on their way mean, you think?
I don't know. It's very mysterious, though, because it is a common theme in this week's blotter. So
sent
stay woke.
Sent on their way.
If we have the disappeared Melrose,
yeah, I was gonna say,
then you know what's going on.
Ooh, very vague.
That afternoon, a vehicle reportedly speeding and doing, quote, donuts near
Hell
the Incarnation Church around 2:25 p.m. could not be located by police.
2:25
p.m.? A lot of people were sent on the way or they could not be located by police. So, very mysterious.
You're never going to catch me.
And we're going to cap things off by, apparently somebody called the cops on legal activity. They missed the memo. Police went to Waverly Place around 6:10 p.m. after being told a group was smoking marijuana there. Police reported that that the people were having a cookout and said they were... And said, I like this typo. If you read the typo and think it was real, it's better. And said, hey, would be going, instead of they, would be going inside for the night. So, you're wasting time and resources if you're calling people because you smell pot.
That's yeah, you really can't
it's,
do it anymore.
It's legal now.
It's legal to possess.
It's legal to possess. So if you smell
you
it, and it could be,
it.
Could be medicinal.
You could have it transported to you by instant transport. You can't be caught purchasing it, but you could possess it somehow.
So there you go. That is the
law of property has been destroyed.
The Mean Streets of Melrose. That's what's going on there.
That's rough. Well, I guess I won't be doing donuts this afternoon at 2:30 again at the Incarnation Church.
All right. Let's talk about, again, something we're fired up about. So In Flames has a new signature vodka out.
Signature. What's the flavor?
Pink pepper and lime.
So what is a pink pepper?
I couldn't tell you.
You think it's
like a red pepper flakes or something? Or maybe it's a European Swedish thing?
Pepper.
I have no idea.
It sounds like it would be sweet, but I feel like it would be spicy.
Yeah. And then the lime to like...
Ooh, it's
tone
like a
it
spicy
a
lime.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a Mexican... Ooh.
Well, that's the thing. We'd love to find out, but we can't because the only way to buy it is from a website that's entirely in Swedish.
Yes, it is.
So I guess maybe you could attempt to have it shipped somewhere.
I don't think
but
you
I don't
want
to like
here.
Accidentally drop 150 euro and have it be sent to like
Manchester,
Stockholm
New
by accident, and like be sitting there like, "Where's my vodka?"
I don't think you can do it either. Like, I feel like there's a lot of restrictions on how you can ship.
It's not duty free.
It's the tax stuff. And
the solution is we got to plan a trip to Sweden.
We have to go to Sweden, I guess, and bootleg this. Hot pepper
it's, because it is limited edition. There's only a certain quantity.
Is it like a brand and then they're just like putting their names
I think
on
so.
It?
Again, it's hard to read the details because like the tweet is in English, but then you click on the link and it's all Swedish.
Well, it's not, even,
it's
a,
very
it's not even a story.
It's not like,
like
a yeah, it's like
ad.
It's like a cat. It would be like a cabbie's ad, like right here.
I was like, ooh, I want to hear their backstory on how they made their vodka, and it's just like 5 million euro. I'm like,
yep,
what?
But they join a long line of metal bands in particular.
Yep.
Of their own booze and beer and...
The Megadeth beer,
Megadeth,
which I don't like.
Iron Maiden. Deftones is pretty recent.
Oh, where do they have a beer, I guess?
Yeah. Manager James Keenan has a vineyard, you know?
Yep.
As you will.
Drew Bledsoe is pretty metal.
Drew Bledsoe, very metal. Which you attempted to order, right?
I tried. Well, now you can, but I remember when you first started making it, it was ridiculous because it was like the market for Drew Bledsoe's wine would be here. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to get some of Drew Bledsoe's wine for my dad. It'll be hilarious. And it's like, oh, I can't. Like, I can't ship it from California or Washington because of what we're talking about, like tariffs and like, it's a lot of like union stuff too. Like with the Teamster stuff is what kept Yingling out. There was like a big beef with them and the way they did their packaging and shipping. And 40 years later, we can get it again or whatever. Get your crappy Yingling.
So there's your everyone, the audience assignment for the week is find out how to order some of this
stuff.
How
do you get inflamed taste test vodka?
You also, we missed this beef a couple weeks ago, but OTEP was touring with Convalescence.
I didn't
speaking of corpse paint.
I am speaking of it.
And if you listen to the Convalescence, I know OTEP very different.
Yes.
But anyway, they got kicked off the tour, and she said that they were terrible.
OTEP?
No, the Convalescence. It's her tour.
And, OTEP.
They are one in a growing list of musicians who have nothing but bad things to say about OTEP.
I've heard this, yeah.
And how she just hates everyone.
The diva.
And does a bunch of cocaine going to them and like just is mean to everyone and gets offended by everything.
That's bad.
So anyway, you can read up on that. Convalescence.
Damn PC, pretty good. Please get Convalescence off the tour.
And Summer Slaughter's coming up.
Yep.
And nobody will go with me, so...
What? When is it?
So it's July. When is it? July 23rd? Saturday? All day? At the Palladium? July 22nd. Oceano's playing. Dying Fetus is playing. Black Dahlia Murder's playing.
I mean.
Origin and the Faceless. So that's going on.
Oceano.
Oceano's.
Poor Vita.
And quick sports notes. The Lightning have signed a bunch of old guys.
Yep.
Chris Kunitz and Dan Girardi.
Yep.
Which will bode well. After they basically paid off the Golden Knights to take Jason Garrison off the hands. So a lot of angry Lightning fans.
Are you excited for the Golden Knights? Are you excited to like kind of see a new hockey team?
I wish Quebec got a team. It would be a lot more exciting.
Yeah, I guess gambling. Yeah, I'd rather have, Quebec, that'd be nice. Like, would you just say Nordiques again? Like, bring back them expansion Nordiques?
Something like that, yeah. That's what, it's like what the Nationals did.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, or the Browns.
True.
You can do that. And then your boys, the Bruins, sign their big splash in free agency. Paul Potsma.
Scrappy. Going
a seventh defenseman, basically.
We need 30 journeyman defensemen.
After they let Colin Miller walk for nothing.
We're going to the Cup.
And a bunch of angry Celtics fans right now, which is fun.
I don't get it. Darnley was trying to explain. I don't understand basketball trades. I'll be perfectly frank. Because like
one thing to know about basketball, it's all very convoluted because there's a ton of salary cap things.
Yeah.
But one big thing is the salaries have to match in the trade, so you can't just like.
So that's why you'll always throw in like random. I remember like
contracts on old dudes. Yeah.
Who was like the bad? Remember like was it Vin Baker? Vic Baker.
Vin parents.
Baker on the Celtics.
Yep.
Like he was like had alcohol problems.
Mm-hmm.
But wasn't the thing with him was like his contract was so huge he had to trade like 9 guys back and forth to like equal one Vin Baker. So convoluted.
And finally, you can watch a video of Mutoid Man performing live.
Ooh.
And their bassist, Nick Cajayo, whatever, got a tattoo while performing live on stage on his leg. It was more like it was starting than it got finished off.
That doesn't count then for my Guinness Book of World Records.
All right, so what are we going to end with? We could play
the
Oakley Doakley, which is an entirely Ned Flanders-inspired metalcore band.
Yeah.
We could play the new Marker single. We could play the latest from a local band. Or we could do a band that followed us on Twitter one day that we love.
Let's do the Twitter band.
All right, so this is how things work now. Because we're talking about, like, you don't get Limp Bizkit leaks anymore on mainstream radio. Instead, you follow people on Twitter.
Yeah.
And promote yourself as the only metal band with a full brass section.
Yes.
Which is this band that we're going to play for you now.
That's 100% accurate.
We Are Many, We Are Legion out of the UK. And this is, I think, their only single. Or the only music you can track down by these guys right now.
It's the only thing I've seen from them.
Called Lost Inside. And
they're a fun follow on the internet.
They are.
Fun guys.
They retweeted the current Annie Lennox thing incident going on.
They did, yeah.
Some college radio guy wants to support her new local music or whatever. But anyway, enough of that. This is We Are Many, We Are Legion. We'll be back same place, same time next week. Brutal Brunch, WMFO, Medford 91.5. I'm streaming live on WMFO.org.